Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, Twitter, or Facebook, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9898. 9483 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's episode. And if you'd like to give your comments or have an opinion about today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. So, let's see. A few things before we get started. Well, let's get these things out of the way. Let's see. Right now in the ATL, it's 82 degrees. We had a high today of 83. It's mostly cloudy. Doesn't look like any more rain tonight. But it's cloudy tomorrow. Thunderstorms on Friday and Saturday. Rain on Sunday and Memorial Day. Rain. So dress accordingly, do accordingly, or whatever you have to do, but that's where the weather is, okay? And let's see. Now, today's word of the day is, let's get our word of the day and get it done here. The word of the day is petard. Petard is T-A-R-D. Petard is a noun, and it means a case containing an explosive to break down a door, a gate, or breach a wall. A firework that explodes with a loud report is petard. That's what petard is, okay? That's a good word, and you guys can grab that and use it however you want. But that's our word of the day. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome. I'm excited about today's show. And let's see, before we get into the show, I want to say a couple of things that just caught my eye going through a few different things here is that the NFL has put in a few new rules. In the NFL, right? They put in a few new rules. One is on kickoff return, okay? They got a new rule in the thing for kickoff returns, and they have a new rule in there for if your players on your team are kneeling and not standing for the national anthem, they'll be the teams will be fined, not the player, okay, but the team. They're going to fine the team, okay? They're going to fine the team if one of your players or some of your players do not stand for the national anthem. Now, you guys can go and look and find these new rules anywhere online, or you can go to NFL.com, whatever you want to do to find out what's going on with these new rules. And that works if you want to go somehow and read about what's going on with the NFL and their new rules, okay? Now, I haven't really really looked into a lot of stuff about it, but I do know that there has been some changes, okay? And supposedly we're going to like these changes, but we'll see, right? We'll see. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into today's show. Today's episode is entitled, "The United States May Have Their First Black Female Governor, and That Governor Could Be Right Here in Georgia." Now, now what I want to do is discuss the possibilities of having the United States' first black female governor. And why is it so significant? Okay, why is it so significant? It's so significant because Georgia has a one of the biggest cities in the United States, probably the fourth or fifth largest city in the United States. And this fourth or fifth largest city is mostly comprised of African-American people. Okay? So why shouldn't African-American people be governed by African-American people, whether it's male or female? Okay? Why not? We've had black mayors for a long time. We've had the Senate Majority leaders, congressmen, and all from Georgia who are African-American, but never a governor, and definitely never a female. Now, she ran against a white female who was also running for governor. I forgot her name, but both of them are named Stacy. Okay? But the African-American female beat this white Democratic female. I mean, it wasn't close. That's what they're saying. It wasn't close. And because of that, there's a great possibility that, I mean, it's a 50-50 chance that she will be governor in November. So all I'm saying is, whether you're white, black, Latino, Asian, whatever, go to the polls and vote in November for your candidate. And the key is here is to listen to each candidate's platform. Now, the Republican side for governor was Casey Cagle and I can't think of this other guy. I can't think of his name. But Casey Cagle was like a lieutenant governor, and this other guy was like a state legislator or something. This other guy, these guys are going to have a runoff. And the runoff will, going to be in a few weeks. So we'll find out who Stacey Abrams will be running against in November in a few weeks. Okay? In a few weeks, we'll find out who she's going to be running against. Now, Casey Cagle's real well known, and this other guy is pretty well known. But, I'm not kicking anyone about how they promote themselves or try to get votes from people. But this guy is sitting on the TV in his ad with a gun. And because of that, I believe he's targeting these NRA, the National Rifle Association people here in Georgia, saying that, he won't take away guns and all this and that. At the same time, I don't think that's a good message for him. I don't think he should be sitting on TV with the gun, you know, talking about at least inferring that he's not going to take away any guns or whatever. He's all for, you know, your Second Amendment right or whatever it is to bear arms. I don't think that's right. A governor, if you're looking to be a governor of Georgia, you should run on what you're standing for, okay, what you want to accomplish, your goals if you're going to be governor of Georgia, okay? And he's, you know, he's sitting there with his gun on TV in his ad, you know, showing us where he's, you know, where he's going to go for, where his goal is going to be. His goal is going to be to, you know, promoting gun control, not gun control, but you being able to bear arms and have guns. He's promoting that. He's promoting that. So, you know, for me, and because I have this platform of a talk radio show, I can say what I want to say. And that is, I'm not going to vote for someone who's promoting guns and gun violence. That's what I see it as him promoting guns and gun violence. Now I have a few guns to protect myself and my family. But I don't carry my gun everywhere I go. Maybe I should, but I don't. Okay, I don't have a carry license. Now, my wife has a carry license, and she carries her gun, but I don't. Okay? But as far as the United States female governor, and then the governor, this first black female governor, being in Georgia is just, you know, mind-boggling. Okay? Mind-boggling. And then the support that she has from higher-ups, Hillary Clinton, you know, and John Lewis and several other congressmen who are, you know, endorsing her. She's got backers, okay? And because of that, I believe she's going to take this thing in a landslide, hands down. And then, you know, some of the things that we have not gotten in Georgia was because our governor deal has been blocking those things. Okay, he's been blocking a lot of things that were on the ballots in the legislature. Some of the things that were trying to get passed, he's been blocking them because of his own personal feelings about those things. So, you know, not only for us having a black female governor, but for the governor, just for the governor being African American, is a huge milestone that we're looking to gain in November. So everyone here listening to the show, I'm telling you, and I'm biased to this. And if you don't want to listen to my show anymore because of this, hey, that's your prerogative. It's a million other radio talk shows out there that you can listen to. But this could be history. It will be history. It's history in the making right now. Just like it was with Obama. And, you know, don't let me get on this Obama thing, but, you know, Obama and, you know, President Obama and Michelle Obama just inked a deal with Netflix for $65 million. Okay? I hadn't really researched it to find out what exactly they're going to be doing, but it's going to be part of Netflix. It's going to be on Netflix. And you're only going to be able to watch it through Netflix. And if I asked people right now, may not be I think it'll be a huge percentage of people who say, man, I can't wait for that. A lot of people just want to see and hear Obama. Not only him, but his wife. I mean, this guy's a powerful, powerful, powerful man. She is a powerful, powerful, powerful woman. Okay? And there are people coming out now saying that we're going to boycott Netflix because of this and this and that. Why? Why you boycott Netflix? Just because the ex-president has inked the deal with Netflix. And you think about this, is it because he is a man of color? Is it because of that? Is it because of that? And I don't want to throw race in everything all the time, but that's the way America is. That's the way the United States is. But I don't care who you are, what kind of boycott you're trying to put together against Netflix, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to gain any kind of traction. And then I see it like this. All these other presidents before Obama went into the White House, came out at the end of their term, either was rich when they came out or got rich after they came out. So why shouldn't he? He was a president. He was in the White House for 2 terms, more than some of the other presidents. They got rich. Why shouldn't he? Why not? And they got rich in a different way. So I don't blame him for using his platform to get rich. Hey, more power to you. He didn't have to do this, but he's doing this to help other people. To help other people. And if it helps you, and you start making the money that you want somehow from this, by him giving you some kind of encouragement or some kind of idea or whatever happens, then why not? And because that's the way of the United States today. People use these political offices to get rich. Same thing happened with our present governor. He was a senator. You say, why would a senator want to step down from being a senator and become a governor in Georgia so he could get rich? And then he pulled in a lot of his constituents and that people that he know and that he want to deal with, that he want to put in different places, he dragged them in with him so they can also get paid. So why shouldn't someone else do that? Just because they're not Caucasian or white or whatever you want to call it, just because they're not of that race, then why can't they get rich as well? Why can't they bring in the people that they want to be in office as well? Man, it's ridiculous how people start to think or start to feel about these political offices now that African Americans are getting in these spots, in these positions. And now they want to run off, you know, like the president, he wants to run off the Latin community. Want them to get out. He want to deport them. Why? Because they're getting to be so strong, and there's getting to be so many of them that are getting into the United States and in the United States that they're changing the whole political landscape. They're changing the whole political landscape. And now these high political offices that were, and I'm just being real. I'm just telling it how it is. And instead of these you know, big political offices being stood in by white, you know, politicians, now these black politicians are getting in the game. They've always wanted to be in the game, but because the votes just wasn't there, they weren't in the game. And then now that they're getting in the game, they don't want them in the game. Because once black people get in the game and learn the game gonna change. Georgia's gonna change if this black female gets in the office in November. And I'm telling all my people that listen to the show. I know there are black, white, and Latin people, Asian people, all kind of people that listen to my show. If you're in Georgia listening to my show, I don't care what race you are. If you want to see some type of change in Georgia, you should vote in November. You know, hey, whether you vote for a Democrat or a Republican, I don't care. But get out there and vote. Make it a good race. Make it a good game. Okay? Make it a good race. Make it a good game. But from the looks of last night, this young lady just blew her white constituent out of the water. Blew out of the water. It wasn't even close. And I think that means that she's well on her way of being the first black female governor in the United States. In the whole United States, she will be the first black female governor in Georgia, but she's going to be the first black female governor in the whole entire United States. Man, that's powerful. She's about to make history, just as Obama did. Hey guys, that's all the show I have for you today, and I'm gonna tell you this right now before I get off the show. This is how we do it. And this Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.
This is how we do it.
Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before show was slow, and all they said was 6'8", he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. They let the DJ, and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said: you and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.
This is how we do it.
Dancing to dancing like no.